everybody. This is Laura Rebelke, and I'm here with Azure Friday, our special edition Azure Friday on the go here at the Build Conference. And today I'm here with Amit Ashour, and he is the a dev on the Lewis, on our Lewis framework. So we're going to be talking about some of our cognitive services for language and the things that our developers are doing to build intelligence into their application. So talk to me about the different kinds of cognitive services that we have delivered out for our customers.
Cognitive services are a set of services that Microsoft offers to people to kind of democratize machine learning.
Yep.
So we specialize in language, and in the specialty of language, we have some services. Some of them is called, one of them is called text analytics.
Yep.
One of them is called machine translation. There is the Bing spell check, Bing custom search, and language understanding intelligent service, or Lewis.
Okay.
So for the text analytics, basically, you have, we have some pre-built models that allow you to check for the sentiment analysis of the text that you send, extract key phrases, and things like that. In the Bing spell check, well, as the name suggests, it spell checks your text.
Right.
And for Bing custom search, you get to build your own Bing-like search index on whatever websites you want.
Okay.
And for like Q&A Maker, you build your own question answering system.
Right, right.
And
that's basically, you can feed it like a FAQ, straight into your
integrates the questions and answers.
Yep, and it just builds out the whole model for you. That's pretty cool stuff. So talk to me a little bit more. So as a developer, all I need to do is wire up, you know, set up my cognitive service for
it's pretty simple. Well, the way we built our services is for people who do not have any machine learning background, it would be like a walk in the park to just create a new application.
Yeah.
Provided with some examples, publish it, and just put it or integrate it in their apps, and they're good to go.
Right.
So
you go to the Azure portal, for example.
Yep.
You say, give me a new cognitive service.
Yep.
You choose which service you want, and then
some services have their own pre-built models.
Okay.
Some services allow you to customize your own models to fit your own needs. And you just plug it in your app and you're good to go.
Great, great. So you just get a key, and then it basically wires up that connectivity between your app and the cognitive service.
Yep.
And then all you need to do is supply it with some data, and you are getting responses. Yeah, it makes it super easy to build intelligence. Fantastic. Now, you talked about Lewis, and you're actually building Lewis.
Yeah.
What does Lewis stand for? I love Lewis. So,
Lewis stands for the Language Understanding Intelligence Service.
Yep.
It is a part of Microsoft Cognitive Services, and it specializes in allowing customers to create their own custom intent classifiers and entity extractors. So they basically create their own language understanding applications to use them in depending on their own needs.
Okay.
So in Lewis, we allow you to basically, let's get a step back and describe what are intents and entities.
Right.
So intents are the user's intention when he provides you a set of words or a text.
Right.
So when you
search, you get some snippet of a phrase or something spoken
or written.
And then it's entered into, and Lewis extrapolates.
Yeah. Exactly, and returns you the intents and entities that are recognized in this text based on the model that you've built.
Okay.
So for example, when you go to Bing.com and you search for what's the birthday of Barack Obama, you get the answer right away that tells you the birthday of Barack Obama is so-and-so.
Right.
How does this work? Well, Bing has its own intent classifiers and entity extractors.
Right.
For intent classifiers, it basically knows that what is Barack Obama has the intention of getting information.
Right.
So it knows that it has to trigger one of the many informational answers that it has.
Right.
And it extracts that you're looking for the birthday, which is a personal attribute, and Barack Obama, which is a person.
Yep.
So Barack Obama and birthday are both entities, and the intent is informational. So we're basically asking about the birthday of Barack Obama.
Right.
And it looks up its own knowledge base and returns the answer as an answer in Bing.
Okay.
Saying that birthday of Barack Obama is so-and-so. So basically that's a brief description of intents and entities. And what Lewis provides is a simple way to allow users who have no machine learning background to just create an app and build their own custom intents and custom entities along with some of our pre-built intents and entities.
Okay.
And just, you know, use it without having to have any idea about machine learning or nothing.
So what are some examples of the intents and entities that you have provided that get people started?
Well, we have like a set of pre-built entities or pre-built domains.
Right.
So basically, our pre-built entities include numbers, ordinals, addresses, emails, things that can detect.
Those common things that you
exactly,
don't.
But even more, we allow users to create their own custom intents and entities. So, for example, if you're building a travel agent bot, you might need something to understand the lingo and the intents and entities that the travel agent might have to deal with.
Right.
So you get to create a loose app that basically distinguishes between a book flight intent, a cancel a flight intent, or check my flight info. So those three intents you have, and then you can train it to detect or extract entities like the source location, the destination location, the date time of the flight number, airport names and things like that. So you get
and
to
then it constructs the response out of all of those
exactly.
entity mappings.
You just train it, provide it with some examples, like some amount of examples, like between tens of examples or something like that. And you train it, and you publish it, and you get presented with a URL, a REST API that you can just call or embed in your app. And the cool thing about Lewis is it provides you with a feedback circle.
Right.
So whatever the users send to your Lewis API, you get fed back to your application and you can retrain it using those examples.
So it just continues to learn and get better over time the more you use it.
Exactly.
So you build these bots on top of your Lewis model.
Yeah.
The bot starts going viral. That Lewis model just continues to get
getting better and better.
Smarter and smarter. Okay. Well, where can we go to learn more?
You can go to microsoft.com/cognitive.
Okay.
That's the entrance for all of Microsoft Cognitive Services.
Fantastic.
So fun there.
Great. Well, thank you very much
thank
for
you.
The time today. Once again, this is Azure Friday, and we've been learning about cognitive services with our text and Lewis.
Thank you.